Welcome back on the Radio Oklahoma Network. As we review the latest report out from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, it's the World Supply and Demand Estimate Report. We're joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. This is the February update. And Tom, what did we find in the report?
Well, Leslie, we saw what is typically a February report. No big surprises, nothing really catching anybody off guard. No market-moving numbers took place. We saw a little tweaking of the numbers, and that's pretty much it. When you look at the soybeans, we saw the ending stocks come in 25 million bushels less than what we had last month. That puts us at 385. We got there by the imports increasing by 10 million, the crush increased by 15 million, and exports increased by 20 million. This was no big surprise to the market. It was a little lower than what had been anticipated. The corn came in with ending stock number today down 50 million bushels. That put it at 1.827 billion bushels. We saw the feed and residual usage lowered by 25 million. Ethanol was increased by 75 million, giving us our net result of a 50 million lower ending stocks. Now, the wheat today was probably the most negative thing. We was looking for an increase, and we got an increase. Wheat ending stocks were up 5 million bushels at 692 million. This was a little bit more than what the trade was looking for. We saw the imports lowered by 20 million for wheat. The exports were lowered by 25 million, giving us a net increase in ending stocks of 5 million bushels. Now, when you look at the world numbers, one thing everybody was waiting for was to see how the USDA was going to handle South America's soybean crop. Argentina saw their soybean production by the USDA raised by 1 million metric tons to 56 million metric tons, while the USDA lowered Brazil by 1 million metric tons down to 94.5 million metric tons. The last thing to look at is how the world-ending stocks were. The soybeans world-ending stocks were 1.52 million metric tons less than last month. The corn was 490,000 metric tons more. And the wheat, this was a little bit of a negative for the wheat. It increased by 1.85 million metric tons. Overall, there was nothing earth-shattering out of this report, but the disappointing thing, there was nothing friendly for this report.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
We've been joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities, getting a reaction from the new WASDE report released out from USDA. For coverage on the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith.